I had a fair bit written here, but don't worry, I'm not going to read it. As I said to Denise last night, I'm going to tell you about something I watched on the television, which I'm sure is probably more interesting than me saying Happy Christmas or Happy Easter at the wrong time. I think it's important that we recognise that every time we walk into church, every time we come to Mass, we are doing exactly what Jesus did. Jesus, the high priest. And we do that through our priest, Father Joseph. He breaks bread and shares it amongst us in exactly the same way as Christ did. And it's important that we recognize every time we come to church that that reenactment takes part. And of course, the difference we have between us and the Anglicans is we know it is the bread and body of Christ that we are receiving. It's not a symbol. There were many quotations I looked at today, but then when I was watching this program, I thought, that's really what we need to understand. I don't know how many people watch religious programs. One? Two? Yeah, but you're a couple, you get no choice. You notice I haven't put my hand up because I don't tend to watch religious programs. But something caught my eye the other night, and it's something on BBC Two called Pilgrimage. I don't know if anyone has watched it. And I found it so fascinating. As the current pilgrimage, because there was a previous one, as they walked to Fatima, and what they discussed, seven people, seven different religions. But how that discussion actually drew them to Christ, to God, depending what their own religion was. Whether they were, and they were Jewish, born again Christians, one Catholic, one Muslim, a very broad spread, one Jew, but they all travel the same way. I only caught the end of it this morning before I came, when they actually reached Fatima. And I thought, that's amazing, because it's one of the places I've never been. I thought of Paul, actually, on his walk to Fatima, you know. But it was not the walk, it was the discussion about personal faith. Personal faith that touches you, no matter what religion you are. But especially for Catholics, the place that opened the door to many of these other pilgrims. At the end of the day, no one was saying I was going to become a Catholic. And I wouldn't have expected them to either. But what they did share with each other and the cameras was the thing that made their journey special. Every time we walk into this church or any church, we're on a journey. We're on a journey to break bread with Christ. And I think sometimes we just forget that. I know I do sometimes. But if you remember that every time you walk, whether you go to communion or not, when you walk in this church and say, hello Jesus, or hello God, you've made that journey, that special journey. And if we can keep that in our hearts and our minds, that will continue. There was one chap there who, he'd never been into a mosque for a long, long time. But he shared that that was very special. To reconnect with your religion, with your faith, and that that faith is personal to you. It's not to everyone else. It's personal to you as individuals. And I think if we can keep that in our mind along our road's journey, that will sustain us in the same way as feeding from the body and blood of Christ sustains us. But we also remember that we get fed by the word. It's one of the reasons why there's always at least two candles on the altar. It's a reminder that it's a two-part thing. It is the Eucharist and it is the Word. The light in both of them can shine brightly in our hearts if we only let it.